Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of two on qualities of the godly man, and it's based on Psalm 37, 1 through 3. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, trust in the Lord. Psalm 37 is another of David's striking works. Penned in his old age, verse 25, it addresses the age-old conundrum about the prosperity of the wicked but the pain of the godly. The first 11 verses provide a wondrous summary of how we are to live by giving us five qualities of the godly man, and of course, the godly woman as well. First, we see the godly man's caution in the words, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers," verse 1. It's interesting that "fret not" is the only quote-unquote negative quality of the five, but it is listed first and is actually repeated twice more in verses 7 and 8. The Hebrew in all three cases is a word that is related to both a rare Aramaic word meaning to cause fire or to an Arabic root meaning burning sensation in the throat. Further, unlike other words for anger, this one speaks of the original stirring up of the anger, as one would kindle a fire and the heat that results from it. Therefore, the full force of this word is seen in its very first Old Testament occurrence in Genesis 4:5, where Cain was angry at Abel, painting the graphic image of a fire being ignited in his heart, and of course, the horrific result. It is easy to see from all this why David asserts his caution. It is probably safe to say that every believer has at one time or another felt at least a little quote-unquote heated at the seemingly unjust success of the wicked and the suffering of the righteous. But to do so is actually to criticize the sovereignty of God. He is sovereign over all things, including men, whether they enjoy luster or endure lack. Further, David assures us that such prosperity is fleeting. The ungodly will be mowed down like grass in judgment, and their fame and fortune will wither to nothing, in verse 2. Second, we note the godly man's confidence because of his trust in the Lord, in verse 3. The underlying sense of the Hebrew, in fact, is to have confidence in, and its many occurrences illustrate the plethora of things in which the ungodly put their confidence. Military might, Deuteronomy 28:52, human leaders in Judges 9:6, friends, Psalm 41:9, wealth, Psalm 49:6, idols, Habakkuk 2:18, one's own righteousness, Ezekiel 33:13, and even lies, Jeremiah 28:15. Every one of those will ultimately and utterly fail us. So the godly man puts his confidence in God alone. Spurgeon encourages us here, quote, "Faith cures fretting. Sight is cross-eyed and views things only as they seem, hence her envy. Faith has clearer optics to behold things as they really are, hence her peace," unquote. Such trust, in turn, leads to doing good, demonstrating once again that true faith, genuine salvation, implicitly implies obedience. Spurgeon again observes here, quote, "True faith is actively obedient. Doing good is a fine remedy for fretting. There is a joy in holy activity that drives away the rust of discontent, unquote. Finally, as a result, God promises, "Thou shalt be fed on truth," as it can be fully rendered. Truth is the food of faith, and our love of truth is an insatiable appetite. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do each of the following verses say about trust? Psalms 9:10, 21:7, 26:1, 44:6, 56:1, 91:2, and finally 119 verse 42. Our next episode is part 2 of 2 on qualities of the godly man, and is again based on Psalm 37. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him.